proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. Today we begin a new series about great invitations in the Bible. Throughout the scripture, God invited men to undertake actions that would encourage them to draw closer to Him. Self-examination would allow any individual to gauge the degree to which he had fallen short of God's standards for upright behavior. In the third chapter of the book of Lamentations, the prophet Jeremiah exhorted his contemporaries, quote, "Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord," unquote. Chakar, the Hebrew word rendered as try, chakar denoted doing anything thoroughly. For example, David's cry in Psalm 139 was this, quote, "Search me, O God, and know my heart," unquote. In other words, a challenge for God to scrutinize him, David, diligently, for signs of any wickedness in him. Jeremiah bewailed the afflictions experienced by his Jewish contemporaries when the Babylonian army sacked the city of Jerusalem. Yet, he perceived these catastrophes as providing opportunities for the Jewish people to reflect upon their behavior, hopefully see how they had offended God, and hopefully return unto God. Jeremiah did not arbitrarily blame God for the calamities that befell the residents of Jerusalem. Indeed, he noted that, quote, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not," unquote. Apart from divine clemency, the Jews of Jeremiah's time would have suffered even more harshly than they did. Sometimes, God sent afflictions as a means of preparing his people to engage in self-correction of their courses. In Job chapter 36, a man named Elihu stated that, quote, "If they, the righteous, if they be bound in fetters and be holden in cords of affliction, then he, God, he showeth them their work and their transgressions that they have exceeded," unquote. He added that God, quote, "openeth also their ear to discipline and commandeth that they return from iniquity," unquote. The writer of Psalm 119 acknowledged that, quote, "I have gone astray like a lost sheep," unquote. He noted that, quote, "before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word," unquote. He added that, quote, "it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes," unquote. Calamities impelled the writer of that psalm to try his ways and to return unto the Lord. In the first chapter of the book of Haggai, God explicitly declared that he afflicted the Jewish people in order to get them to, quote, "consider your ways," unquote. God attributed their economic miseries to their unwillingness to rebuild his temple. He told the Jews, quote, "Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man into his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit," unquote. The Jewish people got the lesson that God sent to them through Haggai. Led by their governor Zerubbabel and their high priest Joshua, the Jews of Haggai's day, quote, "came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God," unquote. God used their economic distresses as a way of encouraging the Jewish people to reflect upon their priorities and to put God first and rebuild his temple. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.